Welcome back to the Electrify Podcast, brought to you by the creators of Electrify Expo, North America's largest EV festival coming to a major city near you.
All right, well, I'm joined here. I'm traveling a lot right now, so I apologize. I'm doing this from the side of a road, but I'm super psyched to have Mario Chacon here. He is an e-skate kind of innovator, knows all things that's going on with e-skate, and it will be debuting at Electrify Expo in Arizona, Cinco de Mayo weekend. It's going to be a party. Mario, thanks for joining us here on Electrify News.
Dude, stoked to be here. Stoked to show what we got going on, and happy for the opportunity to perform at that event.
Yeah, and what a cool evolution. I mean, I grew up skateboarding. I'm 40-something years old, as you can tell by my gray hair. If you're not watching, I have a gray beard and different colored. But skateboarding, and let's just go right into e-skate. There's multiple different manufacturers, right? It's like e-bikes, right? Yep. So who's on the like leading edge? How does one get involved in it? Like e-skate, somebody that's listening to this could be a fan of yours or e-skate in general, but I've never ridden one, but what's your take on it?
Okay. So just how to get involved in it. It's very like community oriented. At least when you're kind of looking into riding with people, like there's a lot of communities out there all over the place. So if you're wanting to get your start out there on any board, it doesn't have to be the biggest, baddest board out there, but just to get involved and then get the itch. That's kind of how I started. Just look on Facebook groups, dude. You'll find something local more than likely. If not, you might have to travel a little bit, but it's totally worth it. It's such a wonderful experience. In regards to performing boards out there, there aren't a lot of boards that are really pushing the edge to what humans can do. But we also electronics as much as like a Stooge Raceboards is. And that's the company that I've thankfully was very early able to get picked up with, Mr. Mo Biggs. He's based out of Fraser Park. And dude's been making boards since before I was in the scene, but has always been focused on making them race oriented. So these boards are crazy. I actually have one right behind me here.
Sick.
I have two different setups. We have a V5 here on the left, and we have a spine setup on the right. The setups that we're running, just to give an idea of how many watts that we're outputting with these setups, on the V5 here on the left with the 77, we're running about roughly 20 kilowatts, arguably like 14 horsepower, something like that.
Wow.
And on the single, we're running a one single motor, and we're running about 15 horsepower. So we've been messing with different electronics just to try to get the most effective setup out there.
And when you talk about e-skate and racing and all this, are there classes now? So like, again, somebody's coming to Electrify Expo or e-skate outside of this, are there classes? Is it open class? Is it like a spec class? What are you looking at?
Yeah, so pretty much since the beginning of like kind of when my involvement in this racing, electric skateboards, mind you, this is like really the only racing I've ever like kind of been involved in outside of just like normal sports. Mm-hmm. I didn't do karting or anything like that. So it's always been, for at least from my experience, that these events have been like a novice sportsman pro divisions. You'll see different boards like racing against each other, but with people with this, like based off of qualifying time, kind of like F1,
yeah.
Placed on the grid that way. And then, so it hasn't always been a setup where it's been like a stock, like board class. It's always been based around qualifying times.
Okay.
From my experience.
So it's kind of what run what you brung. So you're kind of.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Cool. Run I like that. Brung. Yeah. That's cool. Cause I mean, at the end of the day, it is skateboarding. So you do need, you're not locked in, or do you have actual hooks? Like, you know, no bindings, but just hooks.
Yeah. So I personally, like there's different setups for different people, but I'll show you real quick. So right here, we got this is what I've been working with for the past 5 years. It's like an MBS bushing. These are bushings, binding here. And its original purpose is for mountain boarding people, like those that do mm-hmm. like snowboarding, but like in the summer and then ride down dirt hills. Yep. And I've been rocking this guy for like literally since I started. So this is what I'm locked in on both boards. This one's out of
Just, it's just a, yeah, just to describe it for the viewers, a bit of a toe binding. It's not like a full snap in with ratchets. It's more of just throwing your toe in there so you can have balance and some sort of like you're affixed to the board.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not like a full, like, it's not like incredibly locked in where you can't get out of it if you don't, if you need to. Yeah.
I used to work at Extreme Wheels back in the day. You were probably a baby. It was like post high school. So Extreme Wheels, and they did mountain boards and all that stuff. So, we had plastic clips for the downhill mountain board stuff. So, are you hot rodding these things? Why are we talking to Mario? You know, they're like, hey, you got to wrap up with Mario. He knows what's going on with e-skate. Like, have you just pushed this? Have you made this a career? Are you like, what's your whole story?
Well, I've been in the racing aspect of things since like 2019, which is going on 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Now, and I got involved in racing very like early on in where this sport was kind of getting into racing just in general. So I've been a part of also like the local community incredibly, like I've been active since like I've been around, because what kind of got me at the beginning was like group rides, and then racing came along. So I was always just going there every weekend. We'd be going to like downtown LA to go to the Chinatown ride, or we'll do like the local downtown Long Beach group ride, and we'll do like cruisers here and there. So I think it was more like I've just been really active and just stoked about like just getting around on these things for like 5 years now, and that's probably what kind of got me.
That's cool.
Like, oh, you got to talk to Mario, because like I, that's pretty much, I think.
Yeah, you spearheaded the community. You saw something that is unique. You're out there kind of adventuring. And for those that don't know e-skate, are you using like a throttle, like a pistol grip, or what are you using? So, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah. So we're using pretty much like an RC car, like remote that comes with like the wheel. I don't have one at the moment handy, but it's basically like a straight up just RC car with a little wheel on it. We disassemble it and we put it in like a 3D printed case.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't have one.
And at the moment, why is that just too bulky or clunky and you just need something smaller, or?
Yeah, essentially. It's like, it's really bulky in your hand and you might like tap it on the side of your like hip or something if you're like racing.
Yeah. And what, any other names that you're looking forward to racing, you know, again, at Electrify Expo, we're going to have a few different rounds of e-skate. Yeah. Anybody else that you know that you're excited to be rubbing elbows with or rubbing wheels?
Yeah, for sure. So definitely Rux is going to be my teammate for this deal that we're working with. And dude is a force to be reckoned with. So he's been a downhill skateboarder. He has for like the past 10 years, he's got a lot of experience on a board in general. So he's definitely going to be a force to be reckoned with, along with like the guys down in San Diego. I'm in Long Beach. So like Jack is going to be out there. And I think Reggie might be racing. So that's another like incredible contender that I'll be racing against. And outside of that, I don't know.
Yeah,
like San Francisco, I don't know, New York, like who else is going to be out there?
Yeah, no, that's cool. And what, so are you guys all pretty much on the same board, or is everybody kind of running again, run what you brung?
At this point, we're pretty much on the same board. We're like basically on the boards that can outperform any other board, realistically speaking. On a track scenario, Jack, he has his own DIY setup. He's got like a Herobro deck, and he has built that board from the ground up himself. I think outside of that, most of the people that will be racing in the pro class that I know of will be on a Stooge board.
Okay. Yeah. And so you talk about the community cruising in Long Beach, cruising to LA. Because I feel like that's just happened with so many different things. If it's a Super 73, if it's obviously like the big 29ers, the big Rippers. I was down in Long Beach for, you know, I wasn't there for the Grand Prix, but for Formula Drift. And those dudes are out there in numbers, dude. I don't know. Were you out there? Were you out there tearing it up?
I was riding with the cars during the parade on my unicycle. That was so sick. But yeah, it was really good to see such a huge crowd, you know, during COVID. It was just, it was almost silent, dude. You were like walking up to the drivers. No, like, and then this year around, it was completely different. It felt like, for one, the world was coming back to normal, and which is a great thing to watch. And two, it was just like, okay, like this feels like for one, it felt like a legit event because there were just so many people there. It was incredible.
Yeah. What are you looking forward to at Electrify Expo? Anything else outside of this? I mean, are you just into the e-skate, or are you into kind of EVs as well, or, you know, micromobility? You said you're riding your unicycle. Is that one of the single wheel? It's not a one wheel. It's more of the one in between your legs.
Yeah, we got one of these right here, two of them. So, yeah, so I'm excited to see what else is out there. I'm hoping to test drive a freaking EV or something while I'm out there.
Yeah.
Maybe like a Rivian or something like that.
No, it's really great. And how did this come to be with Electrify and, you know, spearheading all this? How did this come to be, the e-skate?
That's a wonderful question. That was actually something that the organizers, like, looked into. I was hit up about kind of like feedback for how they kind of want to run the races and stuff like that. I thought what they had already in mind was pretty good. I believe they're running the stock mod pro divisions, and they're going to include electric unicycle racing. So it's
you're
going
to be a busy boy. You're doing all of it.
Yeah. I'm going to try to do all of them. Phoenix is going to be a feeler out to see if I can do both electric unicycles and e-skate. Mm-hmm. I have done in previous racing events, I've done both in one, like in one day, and it is brutal on the body because it's a lot of pressure, for one, mental pressure, two, it's a physical, it's just, I have to be on it.
Yeah.
So Phoenix is going to be a feeler to see if I can do both, because I'll be racing in two classes for e-skate and I believe just one for the unicycle. So we'll see how it goes. I'm going to feel it out.
You wearing leathers and helmets, or just wearing some pads, or what's the safety equipment look like?
I'll be typically when I race, I'll be on like Liat knee pad armor. I'll be wearing some like an armored jacket, or just run like a solid elbows pad setup. I know that Phoenix is going to be over 90 degrees. It'll be desert hot out there already. So yeah. I might run it light and go with like elbows and knee pads to kind of do.
Yeah. That's fun, man. That's exciting. And what other motorsports are you into? Because again, sounds like you like racing and whatnot.
Dude, honestly, this is the only sport that I've really been into racing for the past 5 years. I haven't gotten into like karting or cars, although literally when I was watching the Formula Drifts, like, because I was there as well over that weekend.
Oh, cool.
I was like, oh my God. Like, I kind of want to get into like some kind of car racing, hopefully. But it's a long shot, but maybe we'll see something in the future.
That's awesome. And are you going to make all four stops of the e-skate at Electrify?
We will be at all four stops. Thankfully, awesome. for this, the Electrify deal, we were able to, Stooge Raceboards was able to collaborate with this company called Meepo. And what they're basically going to help us try to make it to all of the events with that collaboration. So I'm stoked to be at all four events.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. What other advancements are you excited about? So maybe, like I said, some murmurs. Here's e-skate just developing over the years and what's going on. And, you know, are there proprietary wheels? Is it the motor? Like, what else are you excited about for the advancement of e-skate?
Yeah, I mean,
you want to go faster, or are you fast enough? Like, I mean, 15 miles per hour, that's pretty damn good.
Right now we're going, last year at AVS, which is like the big track that we were on, we're pretty much hitting about 55, but I know
holy
we can go,
cow.
So I know we can go a little faster. I think at the track for the Expo, we're going to be getting close to those speeds because of the layout that we got to see. They sent us out like a sneak peek kind of deal. And, I'm excited to see how fast we can go. I think we might be able to touch 50. So I'm excited for the people that are going to be watching, because they're giving us a platform to basically, you know, show what this sport is capable of. So I'm excited for that. So this collaboration with Meepo and Stooge Boards is essentially bringing it. Was Meepo was the first company that of the board that I first started out with. So they were more on like the affordable option kind of deal. When I was getting my first kind of into this like scene.
Yeah.
So for the baddest like racing company to get involved with like my first like e-skate company that I was involved in, like just riding with, it's going to open up doors for people that want to get into racing more, because they're going to bring out the drivetrain from a high, like the highest performing boards that exist at the moment to like the budget option company.
Oh, that's cool.
So that's why I'm like really stoked on that collab, because it's going to hopefully get like more people involved in the racing aspect of things, and so they can see what the sport is about.
Yeah, because sometimes the access to entry is really just overpriced, but you know, you gotta baby steps. It's like racing cars. You don't start out with 1,000 horsepower car. It's better that you slow roll into it, especially in drifting. You know, you can't handle it. You know, so that's going to be exciting. Anything else you kind of want to drop as far as, like you said, this Beepo and Stooge and like what, anything else?
As for right now, I mean, that collab is huge, at least in this community and the scene. Like for a lot of people that first got their start, it was like on a Meepo. So it's really cool to see. Outside of that, man. I mean, that's pretty much it.
That's cool.
In that aspect, yeah.
No, it's gonna be fun, man. Eastgate is I'm very intrigued. My son's gonna be out there. I think he's announcing you guys, so sweet. That should be fun. Yeah, and obviously love Arizona, so you know, come see Mario and the guys ripping around 50 miles per hour. That seems sketchy. Like that like I mean people go faster in lawnmowers, you know, just racing whatever, bro, right? It's crazy.
Exactly. Yeah, dude, we're literally standing on these like RC cars that can actually turn and are stable.
Yeah.
And you're standing on top of.
Yeah, and I mean, I feel like tall dudes won't really work well. I mean, Mario, how tall are you?
I'm 5'8 myself, but okay. Dude, so there was this recent event called EastgateCon, and some of the taller guys, they were performing really well. So David Pilney is a guy that's actually based out of Czech Republic. Mm-hmm. He came all the way from the Czech Republic to come race for this EastgateCon event in Vegas, which was a few weeks ago. And dude's like, he's huge. He's like,
really?
He's like 6'5". And he was able to still perform during the pro class as well. So he was able to make it to pro class. Don't get me wrong, he wasn't podium, but he was right behind third place, like giving him a fight for his money. And so I think this sport is, I think it can be for all heights. It's just finding the right proper setup for each person.
Yeah, and I could see it pretty comparable to snowboarding, right? Finding the right board, how long, the bindings, your placement, your feet placement, and just with that horsepower on deck, I'm excited. I think it's going to be pretty sweet. So, Mario, thank you so much. I think it's all thriller, no filler. We kind of got to the meat and potatoes of Eastgate, but being debuted again, Electrify News, Electrify Expo, Cinco de Mayo weekend, dude. It's going to be awesome.
I'm stoked, dude. I'm so happy for this thing to happen.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thank you so much, Mario. And again, be sure to check it out, Electrify Expo. One of a few stops of the Eastgate competition. Thanks, Mario.
You got it.
Thanks for listening to the Electrify Podcast, brought to you by the creators of Electrify Expo. Be sure to catch full video episodes on YouTube at Electrify TV. And follow along on social media for daily clips and more.